If you liked Moby Dick, you'll love the USDA's proposed rules for organic food production. The thing is hundreds of pages long and chock full of words like pursuant and aggregate. Yet despite its lengthy, bone-dry content, it's causing quite a stir. And no wonder. It deals with the most sacred of our activities, eating. Anyone who's watched a four-year-old chew around the brown spot on a banana has witnessed the human quest for purity. Of course, the same kid will gladly devour a piece of candy laden with dog hair. From the beginning, we guard our right to choose, even if to an onlooker those choices appear random. This is the essence of the problem with the proposed organic rules. I get the sneaking suspicion that the people at the USDA think I'm like a finicky kid. To them, my concerns appear illogical. Under the proposed rules, the USDA would allow irradiation, genetically modified produce, and sewage sludge as fertilizer. It would also allow for the use of synthetic fertilizers in feed when certain organic materials are unavailable. Those things aren't allowed under the current organic label law. But while the USDA insists that it allows only practices that are safe, some organic farmers disagree. They worry about human pathogens and heavy metals in sewage sludge. They worry about the long-term mysteries of genetically modified plants, and they worry about the health effects of irradiation. So do I. My desire for synthetic-free, minimally altered food is not based on a battery of tests. It comes from way down in my gut. And for that, I make no apology. My body is not a court of law. I don't have to give my food the benefit of the doubt. I consume organic products. I want that term to reflect a very specific way of life, one in harmony with rather than at odds against nature. The USDA doesn't have to understand my culinary preferences any more than I understand a four-year-old's, but I ask that they respect them. I don't like synthetics. I don't like genetically modified produce, and I don't like sewage sludge. And frankly, I never liked Moby Dick.